The start, this is dictating on Timothy Goldrick, G-O-L-D-R-I-C-K, Goldrick, G as in George, G-O-L-D-R-I-C-K, Goldrick, Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 1542, and the date of visit is 4/29/22. Please make copy for Dr. Geraldo Mello. Geraldo is H-A-R-O-L-D-O-M-E-L-O, Mello, D-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Timothy Goldrick for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph, history with an illness. This is a eight-year-old male truck driver with a history of hypertension and hypothyroidism. Was previously found to have a left lung nodule, and a CT chest done in February of, on February 18, 2021, showed a showed a 1.3 centimeter partially calcified pulmonary nodule in the left upper lobe, which was previously observed. He also had mild bibasilar airspace densities. The CT chest also showed a mildly enlarged pulmonary artery and a left renal stone, and ascending thoracic aortic aneurysm, 4.3 centimeters. The patient has no cough, but has some shortness of breath with exertion, and he denies any chest pains, denies any fevers, chills, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hypothyroidism, and thoracic and aortic aneurysm. He had a shoulder fracture on the left, as well as a right shoulder fracture. Treated in 1982. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 16 years and then quit. No alcohol use. He worked as a truck driver. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died in their 90s. No familial history of lung disease. Next paragraph. Allergies. None listed. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had no recent weight loss or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has some shortness of breath, denies abdominal pains, reflux or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily, nifedipine 90 milligrams daily, simvastatin 40 milligrams of HS, edarbyclor. That is E-D-A-R-B-Y-C-L-O-R. E-D-A-R-B-Y-C-L-O-R. 40 by 12.5 milligram tablet. Half a tablet at night and aspirin one daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, obese white male is alert. In no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or clubbing. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Pulse is 68. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 239. Saturation 97. HENT air norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds and occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is number one is COPD. Number two is left lung nodule. Probable granuloma. Number three is hypertension. Number four is hypothyroidism. Number five is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to lose weight and get a CT chest this year without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. He will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN for a shortness of breath. And he may need to go for a polysomnographic study at a later date. We'll follow and see him and follow up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Geraldo Melo. M-E-L-O, D-O, I'm sorry, M-D. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.